Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Eruvin. Mishnah Dalet begins to tell us the process for actually measuring the tchum. Ein modedin ela bechevel shel chamishim amah. We only measure with a rope of exactly 50 amos long. That rope will be held taut by two people, one at each end. And the Mishnah tells us, lo pachos, we do not use a rope that is shorter than 50 amos, because our concern is that the rope, when it's a relatively short rope, the people will pull and really pull the rope tight, and that will actually stretch the rope. You won't just get the actual length of 50 amos rope. You'll actually stretch it to the degree that you get a little bit extra, and then our measure will be too long. Similarly, v'lo yoser, we don't use a longer rope because the concern is that an overly long rope cannot really be held as taut as it needs to be. It's just going to sag, and then our measure will actually be shorter than it needs to be. And we want to be as accurate as possible, so we use a measure of exactly 50 amos. V'lo yimdod ela keneged libo. And you don't hold it anywhere but at the chest. So again, we want it to be as parallel as possible. So the two people are both holding this rope at chest level. And that's how they measure it. So they measure at 50 amos, and then they kind of stand still at the full 50, and then person one kind of comes up to meet person two and stands there, and person two goes then on another 50 amos. It's a little bit like the guys responsible for moving the chains in a football game to mark the first down markers, which it moves forward, except that this isn't a chain and it's not at the ground. This is a rope held at chest level, and it's also a lot more than 10 yards. 50 amos is somewhere around the range of 75 to 100 feet. So that is the process for measuring. And under many circumstances, that's really all we need to know. However, sometimes we run into trouble while we're measuring. Haya moded vihigia lagai olageder. If you get, you're measuring along happily, and you reach a gap, there's a valley, a crevice, or there is a pile of stones or a fence, and either something that is a barrier, either going up in the air or going down in the ground. So what do you do? So mavlio v'chozer l'midaso. So you swallow it, meaning we try to measure across it. If it's a valley, so we try to mark where we are, and then we try to get the rope across and then pull it tight again, so that we measure across the gap, because we're not interested in elevation changes. We're only interested in the horizontal measure. And so we measure across the valley if that's possible, which frequently it will be, because again, 50 amos is 75 to 100 feet, so a lot of the times you're not going to have that problem. And again, if you have to get over a fence or a pile of stones, so you put the rope on a stick if you need to and lift it up in the air. And again, you want to make sure that the sticks are the same length and that they're being held at the same height, because we want to preserve as much as possible the exact horizontal. But if we need to raise it up in the air, raise it up in the air so we can get over the rope. Now, and that is what we do. Mavlio, we include it in the measure and we keep going. Chozer midaso, keep going back to our measuring. What about higia lahar? What if you get to a mountain which is larger, right? It's more, or a larger valley, which is too wide to just cover with a 50 amah rope, or too high to just stick something up over it. So in that case, mavlio v'chozer l'midaso, ublavad shel yetzei chutzotchom. What does that mean? It means that we take a look and we see, if I would shift a little bit to the side, right? So I would shift to the side one way or the other, and stay parallel to the city. We're not changing the distance from the core city, but move parallel to the city, either to my right or to my left. Do I get a location where the gap or the mountain, where the mountain is shorter or the gap is narrower, and it's possible for me to include the measure at that point? If the answer to that is yes, then I shift down, I measure to the gap and over the gap, or over the mountain, over the lowered hill, and then I shift back to the location that I was previously measuring and keep going. However, you have to make sure that in shifting to the right or to the left, I don't go outside the tchum of that side of the city, right? Because I still have a lot of space. I have the entire length of the city that I'm measuring from, as well as 2,000 amos in that direction. But at some point, I'm going to hit the outer boundary of the tchum of if I'm heading, if I'm measuring north, at some point I'm going to hit the eastern boundary if I go to the right. So I can't go past that in order to measure the city. Similarly, I can't go past the western boundary if I want to measure north for this city. So that means that sometimes I'm going to run into a gap that I can't cross or a mountain that I can't go over. So then what? What if it's not possible to include it in the measure? You just can't get over it or around it. So, Bizo Amar Rabbi Dostai Bar Yerianai Mishum Rabbi Meir. About this case is what Rabbi Dostai, the son of Rabbi Yanai, said in the name of Rabbi Meir. Shamati, I heard Shemikadrim Baharim. Now, literally, that means that they tunnel through the mountain. We dig through the mountain, cut through the mountain. What does that mean? We don't actually make tunnels through the mountains, at least certainly didn't back then. So what this really means is that we do everything possible to ensure that we only get the horizontal measure, because we don't care about the elevation. So the Gemara explains how they did this. They would use a 4-amah rope. The 4-amah rope is obviously significantly shorter than the 50-amah rope that we normally use. A 4-amah rope is approximately 6 to 8 feet. And that rope would be held high on one side and low on the other, right? So when they're headed up the mountain, the person standing lower on the mountain would hold it up in the air, and the person standing higher up on the mountain would basically hold down his feet. Or the inverse, when they're heading down the valley, the person at the top would hold it at his feet, while the person lower down in the valley would hold it up in the air. And they would do that so as to compensate for the change of elevation, right, either up or down. And in that way, they would measure the horizontal distance, you know, 4 amos at a time, headed down the mountain. And in that way, they get the horizontal distance, and that's what Rabbi Yanai, in the name of Rabbi Meir, meant when he said they tunnel through the mountain, because the measure effectively tunnels through and only gets the horizontal distance.